Bell Let's Talk Day is here. And the first thing really, especially in Indigenous communities, is how important is it to talk about what's going on, and especially with trauma?
It's really important to first look at, sometimes people look for a checklist or things to look out for in themselves, you know, indicating when they should seek help. And, you know, just understanding that this looks differently for everyone. And that's why it's so important for people to have an understanding of what their own mental health looks like. And we all have mental health. It's a state of mental well-being that allows each of us to function on a day-to-day basis. And so there's a misconception that when you use the term mental health, you're referring to mental illness. However, mental health is more than just the absence of mental health symptoms and disorders. We all have mental health and should work towards understanding how we cope with daily stressors, how we function, how we interact with others, and what supports us when we are in distress or when we're operating at our optimal level of wellness. So therefore, when you know for yourself what your state of mind and body needs to achieve this optimal level of wellness, then you'll have an understanding of how you are functioning when you're at your best.
So kind of touch a little bit on that ongoing wellness. What is some strategies that people can do and use to gauge what's going to work for them?
I would say that really having that understanding that healing and wellness looks differently for everybody. You know, and so again, bringing this back to that own self-awareness and assessment of what it means for you to be healthy and functioning. And there are some, you know, studies that do show that there is a connection between the arts and healing. And this can include arts and crafts, speaking, dance, playing instruments, singing, woodwork, tattooing, fashion designing, hair and makeup artistry, quilting, sewing, cooking. For some Indigenous people, this might be a connection to the land, to the water, listening to stories from knowledge keepers or elders, learning some traditional ways of drumming, singing, you know, a lot of those cultural teachings that we have, land-based learning, hunting and trapping, picking medicine, picking berries. Because there is research that shows that, you know, we do carry trauma in our bodies, in our nervous system. And so any type of movement that we have can really be a good outlet for getting rid of that trauma that we've carried within ourselves.
What are some things that could be barriers for people before they're able to take that first step?
Some of the things that can get in the way or prevent someone from seeking help, first of all, the person may not want to accept the fact that something is going on and they need some support. It might be that they just don't want to accept that they have been victimized or survived a traumatic event. And, you know, maybe they don't have the skills or emotional capacity to understand, you know, that connection between past trauma and to connect it to what's happening to them in that current moment. You know, and I have seen this when working with survivors of trauma experienced early in life. The person, you know, may not want to open up about their past. They may also have grown up in environments wherein they weren't allowed to express their feelings and have carried this disassociation with their feelings and thoughts, almost like they are numb, you know, and so they're in this state, you know, we call it having that flat affect. And so, you know, they carry this into their adult life. And therefore, for these people, when they have to talk about what happened to them, these feelings can be scary and new. They may not even know, you know, to identify, you know, what is sadness, what is fear, what is anger, you know, or even what is happiness and what this looks like. And having that connection to this feeling and label it or identify with it. They may also not know where to turn for help. They may live in a community that doesn't have a lot of supports. They may have a negative thought when it comes to professionals. And, you know, if you think about for Indigenous people, when you take into consideration the historical events that have happened within our country, for example, the residential school system, the 60s scoop, child welfare, the healthcare system, you can understand how there's a lack of trust in professional providers.
For if people are saying, wanting to get that help, I'm ready to get that help, and they're wanting to connect with Indigenous resources, especially someone like you who is trained, who has knowledge of Indigenous background and Indigenous culture. Mm-hmm. What are some ways they can be able to reach you and people like you?
Do your research on social media and also through word of mouth. There is definitely a lacking of Indigenous professionals that are trained to work with Indigenous populations and to have that background in trauma. But I would say that doing your homework and talking to people within community, you can also look online and researching local counseling agencies within your area. There's also connections that you can make through Alberta Health Services. Community organizations such as Friendship Centers might have some of those connections for you.